Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We haven't seen inflation rear its ugly head in many, many years. However, our next guest says that that may be about to change and that you should prepare your investment portfolio accordingly. Brian Hussein is a portfolio manager and chartered financial analyst in Charleston, South Carolina. He's also a board member at the South Carolina chapter of the CFA Society. He joins us now by phone. Brian, welcome to the program.
Glad to be here.
Now, first of all, give us a quick history and overview of inflation over the past several years.
Well, inflation has been a conundrum over the past several years. I would imagine if you look back, several experts would have suggested that certainly in the last 10 years we'd have had higher inflation than we've had thus far. It's running about 1.7% for the last 10 years and currently about 1.3%. So a lot of us have been wrong so far.
Tell us, in your opinion, then, why has inflation been so subdued?
One is probably the influx of technology. A lot of technology has certainly worked to keep prices down. Certainly buying on Amazon, you're able to price check a lot easier. Another thing you have to accept is the fact that global supply chain has also kept prices down. The economy has not grown as fast as we would have liked it. Without a growth of the economy and with factors trying to keep prices down, inflation has not been an aspect that we've seen.
Okay, and so what is changing?
Government spending right now in the next budget year is going to be $4.8 trillion. So it's moving from billions to trillions. The Feds certainly are targeting a higher inflation rate. Increasing or introducing the money supply is going from $3.8 million to $7 trillion today. And we're keeping very low interest rates. So with a dollar dropping, the price of foreign goods can get much higher going forward.
What portfolio recommendations are you making then as a result of this forecast for higher inflation?
Stocks have generally done well with moderate inflation. So if you're working, you would expect wages to increase if inflation rises, and you would expect the stock market in moderate inflation would do well. So those things are good. If you're retired, it may be a good time to consider allocating some of your fixed income portfolio to Treasury inflated protected securities or TIPS. TIPS principal rises as inflation rises, and the interest in that principal also rises. The interest is the same amount, but the interest times the higher principal does go up. Other changes that I would suggest you consider, we have known in the past that real estate has done well with inflation. Commodities have also been a good inflation hedge. Precious metals, the jury is still out. In some cases, they have done well. In others, they have not. So it may be a consideration for the portfolio, but it has not been a slam dunk as far as precious metals responding to inflation.
And any timeline guidance that you can give us here on when you think that inflation may finally start to show itself?
That's an interesting question. I cannot. It all depends on the success of the government and Federal Reserve program. If those programs are very successful, if we have a fiercely responding economy, the future economy begins to do far greater than it's done in the past, I would expect that inflation would become more and more of an issue. Right now, the Fed is positioning itself to encourage high inflation simply because having some moderate inflation is good for the economy. However, a large, fast-growing inflation environment would not be good. And that is what you would want to protect yourself against. As far as the timeline, it could be 4 to 5 years from now, but it may even be sooner.
Well, Brian, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Enjoyed it.
Brian Hussein is a portfolio manager and chartered financial analyst in Charleston, South Carolina. He's also a board member of the South Carolina chapter of the CFA Society. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.